The only casino in the Boston area is now operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thousands turned out for yesterday's grand opening of Encore Boston Harbor's building along the Mystic River in Everett. Political leaders are hoping the massive resort and casino will give a jolt of economic development in what's called a lackluster part of Everett. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Of the 50,000 people expected on the first day, Therese Gray of Cambridge might have been the only one who was so excited she cried first thing in the morning.
You see this sign?
What does it say?
It says Encore Win Big, June 23rd, 2019, Everett, Mass. I'm here to win big.
What are you going to play?
Slot machines.
And you got a lucky $1 bill attached to it.
That's a lucky $1 bill.
Is that what's going to make the difference?
God's going to make the difference. How's that?
Officials say the opening of the Wynn Resort's $2.6 billion Encore Boston Harbor is a turning point for the city of Everett. Mayor and major casino booster Carlo Di Maria got choked up at the podium as he thanked his family for their support. Now Di Maria says the Wynn Resort is going to help further transform this ragged industrial area on the Mystic River.
When you drive through Everett, you'll no longer smell gas and sulfur and oils, but you'll smell flowers and trees. We will no longer be the back door to the city of Boston. We will now be the front door to the city of Everett.
That rings true for Linda Maloney of Everett Rising. The group campaigned in favor of the casino in a local referendum that won by a nearly 9-1 margin.
I think just, you know, I'll take my granddaughter here just for the walkway and the beautiful, you know, view, and they can take the boats over to, you know what I mean? It's just, it's something we didn't have here, and it's going to bring people from all around the world. And Everett will be on the map, so we're excited.
Thousands of people wrapped around the outside of the casino to be among the first players at the slot machines and table games. And at least one of them, Michael Attardo of East Boston, has mixed feelings about casinos. But if you're going to gamble, Attardo says, be smart about it.
But while you're ahead, no one does, you know what I mean? But chasing's the worst thing you can do. Don't do that. And take your winnings home if you can. Take them home with you.
And by chasing, you mean exactly what?
You're down, you lose. You take more money out of the bank, you remortgage your house, you come back, you lose all that. Chasing your losses. It never works out.
Then Attardo cited a common refrain that applies as much in Everett as it does anywhere else. The house always wins. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.